when we look at that position and in the final third, and as a forward, the movements and the knack that you have for goal, I just felt that the characteristics that one player has and the other, I just felt that he was a better fit for us. But doesn't mean anything for Andrew. He might not work here, but we wish him the best because he was a class human being and friend for years to come. You know, soccer short term, but the relationship you build as friends will last forever. And in my short time here, he was a great person and player to work with. Well, we have some good options right now, and we just have to see how Jack is when he comes in, and we have to obviously start working that at the training. Pitch starts on Tuesday, but it gives him some a lot of flexibility. You can't underestimate anyone. You know, that's the one thing I told the players, regardless of who steps on the field, really the names on the back don't mean anything. It's your attitude when you come on the field. So whoever takes the field tomorrow, we know it's going to be a difficult match and we have to approach it in that way. We prepared well, and I said, you know, don't underestimate the team. It's a team with quality players, and we have to come out with talk about certain things, just our mentality, our concentration, our urgency. Thing is, I think we have good moments in the game. All the matches that you have seen, is there our ability now in transition, you know, being good with the ball and not forcing it in times and staying compact and being organized in both phases in play, because when we force it and we're out of position, then we get caught in transition with numbers down. And I think you can rehearse it over and over again, but then you have to make sure that the choices the game presents yourself, you take the right ones, but try not to take as much risk. You're at home, so we have to be smart. You don't have to win the game from the start. Fans, and you get excited, you want to push the game, but we have to make sure that we stay organized. The level of intensity, sense of urgency, the focus, the concentration has to be there for 90 minutes.
They're going to come here looking for points. You know, they're going to fight hard, and I don't know what the statistics are of the wins, the losses, when he's on the field or not, or how they play, but you know, we expect it to be a difficult matchup. You know, you give your loyalty to the team that it's not something we think about. You know, obviously it's part of the business here. You know, he's obviously dangerous. You know, he cooled off a little bit in the second half of the season last year, but the first half of the season he was probably the top striker in the league, I would say, in terms of goal scoring ability. And you know, he's dynamic. And for his age, he's a proven goal scorer. So, and he's got a lot of matches under his belt for the age that he is. So, you know, we're excited about the addition.
Felipe, la partita di domani è una partita importante, soprattutto può essere la prima finalmente che la squadra riesce a portare a casa i tre punti. Ultimamente nelle altre partite si è visto forse c'è una difficoltà a centrocampo a filtrare gli attacchi avversari.
Sì, credo che adesso loro sanno come giochiamo e dove è il punto forte nostro, il possesso del pallone quando abbiamo la palla. Quindi loro quello che vogliono cercare di chiudere il centrocampo nostro, non far giocare Bernadera, non far giocare Patrice, non far giocare Wani, non far giocare me, sapendo che quando non fanno giocare noi è più difficile che la palla arrivi in attacco o arriva da map. Per noi adesso è un giocatore molto importante che porta uno contro uno, fa arrivare la palla in attacco, però credo che nel momento in cui riusciamo a essere meglio in possesso della palla come abbiamo fatto a Houston, potremmo fare delle belle cose.
Quello che manca è riuscire ad approfittare delle situazioni a palla ferma.
Credo in generale noi ci alleniamo tutto sempre ogni settimana in quello che non facciamo bene, quindi queste sono una delle cose che dobbiamo fare meglio. Stiamo lavorando, il campionato è lungo, abbiamo appena cominciato, so che ci sono tante cose che dobbiamo migliorare, però stiamo lavorando su tutte le cose.
Un'ultima domanda sul neo acquisto della squadra, Jack McInerney, è uno che trova la porta facilmente.
Sono sicuro che porterà grandi cose alla nostra squadra, siamo contenti di avere lui e spero di imparare il suo nome presto.